Hello there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness and positivity. How have you been? Just doing a quick check-in. Checking in on you. Just like Bill Burr. Just checking in on you. Have you been practicing mindfulness? Have you been making time for silence? Have you been watching your patterns and habits and committing to the ones that work and uncommitting to the things that don't serve you well? Taking a step back and doing a quick assessment and recalibration and repositioning helps a lot. And I apply this through my food blog. For today, I only focused on SEO updates instead of being too excited in the creative part, which is cooking and taking photos and just putting tons of recipes. I have heard and learned that it is best to update the posts that are decreasing in website traffic. So that's just one aspect wherein I practiced the things that are needed for me to achieve the highest purpose of that, which is gaining traffic. So if you're curious and interested in what's going on in my kitchen, feel free to visit makepurethyheart.com. Trip update. We have just returned from South by Southwest, wherein we celebrated music with artists from all over the world. We made friends with this band called Asimov. They're from Guatemala. And with lots of bands from the U.S. And it's just a celebration of diversity, of music, and wherever you may be from, South America, Asia, Europe. Oh, we played with a band called Curls. They're from Brighton, from New England. And they're fun. They're a mixture of grunge and indie pop with a girl vocalist. And South by Southwest was, oh, a news was, it was boycotted because of their affiliation with organizations that are pro-war. So the trendy thing, or the trend, was to boycott South by, and most of the artists dropped out of their official showcases. And as a result, all of the schedules got jumbled around and new shows started to reorganize themselves as unofficial showcase. So as a result of this, I was able to get another show for us. But the thing is, the organizer, since it's too last minute of a thing, he double booked us. And he said, the only thing that we can do as a solution is for you guys to play at the same time, one indoor and one outdoor. So I picked the indoor stage, and as I was setting up, the band outdoors started playing heavily, and they are a band called Daisoku from Japan, and they were all shirtless, some dressed as samurai, they're all painted in the face, and some were wearing masks, and they're just all over the place, standing on chairs, and people really loved them, and I was kind of intimidated. Yeah, it's like their character is as if you were watching an anime show, and you know, the Japanese people, they're really intense and creative. And as I was setting up my equipment, I got discouraged. But I took a step back and took a deep inhale. and I practiced the thing that I have been writing about. And what I've been always teaching was to treat everybody as a part of yourself. So I integrated their energy and I treated the happening as not separate from myself. And I absorbed their energy and pursued and continued despite the attention, all of the attention being with them. I mean, the attention of the people. People were cheering them, and I'm setting up indoors on the stage alone. But the guy, his name was Valentino. He's the sound guy. He said, "Once you start, I got you. We're gonna bring the people inside, and I'm rooting for you. You're gonna take over the show." That's what he said, and I think that's myself talking to myself. So I just took a deep breath and embodied the whole thing as myself and did the small things I needed to do, plug the things in the right places, and just started the show. And slowly people started to come in. So that's the story of that. It doesn't matter. Just focus on the thing that you're there to do. There is no lack. As for me, there was no lack in audience. Because as long as it sounds good and you're there to serve and please, it does not matter how it's gonna manifest. What matters is the type of person you are as you're doing it, as you're engaging it. Are you begrudging or are you fully integrated? Are you fully in it authentically, or are you're wishing it to be over or complaining? So the mind can switch in and out of that state, but with awareness, which is very important, you can stay and focus on the good. Switching I get to from I got to. Okay? Humility and service, that this thing I do right here is my prayer. This is sacred. I pray to God that that my offering is heard. And this can be applied into all things that we do, from washing dishes, from doing and not doing, from driving your vehicle, from picking up the trash. Everything is a prayer. Everything is a part of everything, that we are all it. And to dissolve that barrier, that division, puts the whole energetic field at ease. Because everything runs on a higher order, and it is all good. It is all good, however it may be. It is just our minds untrained to see the bigger picture. So moment to moment, we can do a step back and widen our scope, soften the heart, pull the shoulders back, and relax the eyebrows, relax the eyelids. And come into a place of just being musician, just being painter, being a person, being a being. And that there's no lack of resource, for we all have inside us resourcefulness. That's the greatest resource, is our resourcefulness from the inside. Everything is complete. If you don't know where to go, turn the direction back towards yourself. When you get tired of pointing outside, look at your three fingers pointing back at yourself. And there you'll find the completeness. the ease, the centeredness, and the peace, and the simplicity of all things. And we can look into our projects with more intention, with more clarity, with more purpose. Why? Focus on the why. Why are we doing this food blog? Why are we doing this music? And it's all an expression of the divine. It's all about heeding the whispers from eternity. We have reached our 10-minute mark. Shout out to you. If you're a writer on Substack, keep on writing. And open yourself up to other things as well. You're not only a Substack writer, you are a noticer. That's why we write. We tend to notice these things, and we just feel compelled to put it in words and string them together as threads, that it may lift people up, that it may bring value to whoever comes across it. And may we not be attached to the fruits of our labor, because laboring is the gift in and of itself. Each moment is complete. The process is the prize. The climb is the gift. Okay, Sarah's here. Time for a grocery run. Namaste.